Hello, this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Magazine. Welcome to another Directions Media podcast, sponsored by Intergraph Corporation. Today we will be speaking with Johan Jessink, Industry Manager for Government and Transportation of Intergraph, and Arco Grothede, Executive Board Member of the Dutch Cadaster. Our topic today will be on spatial data infrastructure, or SDI. And so welcome to both of you, Arco and Johan.
Okay.
Good morning.
Pleased to be here.
Johan, maybe give us a brief description of what SDI is and tell us about Intergraph's SDI solution and Intergraph's strategy behind SDI.
Thank you, Joe. Government at all levels require current, accurate, geospatially related information to make better decisions faster in multiple areas. I traveled 4 continents over the last few months, and government customers around the world tell me that efficiency is a real driver, and they are convinced that SDI can help them to achieve the given goals. Intergraph's spatial data infrastructures application represents a standard-based technology platform that is based on our experience in Inspire, the world's most mature methodology of SDI implementation around the world. Let me give you some examples where we from Intergraph have SDI-related projects in, like security, border security, primarily at the national government level. For example, recently we got an order for the Romanian border security or the police in Saxonia in Germany. Or also emergency management involving prevention, planning, civil protection, monitoring, and analysis. For example, in summer there was the G8 summit in Italy.
So let me ask you about your work with the Dutch Cadaster. How long has the Dutch Cadaster been a customer of Intergraph?
The Dutch Cadaster decided 3 years ago to move over from a competitive product to our technology, which worked out well for both parties. Dutch Cadaster plays a central role in the Netherlands on the issue of land registration, topographical survey, and geoinformation delivery services. They are working with several governmental organizations to provide a rich SDI for sharing geospatially related information.
So, Arco, maybe you can tell us something about the Dutch Cadaster and the rest of your organization.
Okay. Well, let's first introduce myself. My name is Arco Grothede, member of the executive board of the Dutch Cadaster. The Dutch Cadaster is in fact the National Land Registry and Mapping Agency of Holland. And together with these main tasks, we perform tasks in registering all kinds of relevant information about land, land use, and buildings and addresses and whatsoever.
And so relative to spatial data infrastructure and Inspire, and let me just say that Inspire is the European initiative for establishing a framework for the European Union spatial data infrastructure. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the customers that you serve.
Well, in a way, I must say that every citizen of Holland is a kind of a customer to us. In Holland, there are 16 million inhabitants, and every house owner will get into contact with the Dutch Cadaster one way or the other. We do have 8 million parcels registered, and from every parcel we know who owns it, and for instance, if it's mortgaged or not, and to have also all kinds of different information about this this parcel and ownership registered there. So in a way, we have a lot of customers, and it's reflected in the number of deeds that we process every year, and it's about 1 million deeds that are processed every year. And another important area that we are very aware of is the information delivery from this land registry on. And last year we provided 20 million information requests to our customers. Well, and the main customers that we serve are real estate agents, notaries, but more and more we see citizens being interested in the kind of information that is being registered at the Dutch cadastre. And it is because of the low thresholds, the easy use that is being made with the internet, that people and every citizen can very easily contact us and have the relevant information of their property.
Great. Perhaps you could tell us maybe which specific Intergraph products you use in your SDI application.
Well, in the last couple of years, we when we decided to use Intergraph as our main supplier for GIS and all kinds of SDI technology, we are actually using Intergraph. We are using the product GeoMedia from Intergraph, and we use them in different areas. One main area that is very popular at this moment is the area of web services. Like all the information delivery is being performed on a very easy way, not only directly to customers, but also through application service providers through these web services. And this is being done by the technology that Intergraph provides us.
Great. Perhaps maybe go into some detail about the projects related to SDI that you're working on with Intergraph at this time.
Well, actually, there are a couple of big projects already at the end, and we are still working on a lot of projects at this moment. For instance, there was a big project in the land consolidation. We, as Dutch Cadastre, we perform land consolidation issues. For instance, once there is an area in Holland that has to be reclaimed or whatsoever, we come into place, we get all the information of the land involved together, and we try to make a good decision and swap all kinds of lands which have all different kinds of key elements of this land and get the best proposition for the people included there. And the Intergraph technology is being used to have this kind of, well, it's a kind of a trade, but to have it visualized where every property owner sees what he gets and what kind of land he will trade to another piece of land. So this is very exciting, actually, and it's working well. And as I said just now, is for the introduction of web services. We already provided some new web services to our customers, and we're still working on getting every information and data element that we have into web services and give it in a modern interface to our customer base. So, in fact, we already delivered some web services, but we're working on a lot of them still. So these are two exciting projects that we are working on at this moment.
And so, what benefits has the Dutch Cadastre realized by using Intergraph's solutions?
The benefit of using Intergraph technology in our area is that we are trying to get the modern technology in to help us out to create solutions to our customers. In Holland, our customers expect a high level of professionality from services provided by the cadastre. And actually, the technology that is offered to us helps us in meeting this standard, which I think is working well. A good example, again, is where we are using Intergraph technology is in our consultancy services, especially provinces or municipalities often are planning all kinds of spatial investments, like where should I expand my city, or to have some kinds of scenario planning on different issues. What we try to do, and actually Intergraph technology is being used in this area, is we try to visualize all kinds of scenarios, and with this visualization, we help them to get the right decisions being made. So it's a kind of a decision support from a location-based service. And with this, we can actually help help these customers to make the right decisions.
So, you know, the the huge benefit of establishing a spatial data infrastructure is collaborating and the information sharing piece. Maybe you can share how this works in your organization, especially using Intergraph solutions.
I think the key element for especially our consultancy practice is that every data source is collaboratively being shared to create richer information, for instance, for decision support. And what we found out is that it's not only our own information sources that are used in providing the right information and information resources, but also the information from other governmental agencies we are actually using in this platform to create the best solutions. For instance, information of the Chamber of Commerce. For instance, geological information of what is under the ground, and to have all kinds of information there. Or the information about water, energy, cables and pipelines. The richer the data set becomes and the more data you get together, the better you can provide your services and help your customers to give them the right the right answers and the right advice. So collaboration and sharing information is a key element in being successful in a spatial data infrastructure.
Right, and so how do you think Intergraph solutions help the Dutch cadastre in making decisions faster?
Actually, what we found out is that Intergraph help is in a way very upfront in creating interoperability and setting all kinds of international standards. And these elements are key to get different to have an easy way of sharing information at the source, so everybody keeps their own information but sharing it, and with these interoperability and international standards, you really move forward. And what we found out is that Intergraph is really upfront in international standards and interoperability with their products.
Perhaps just talk briefly about the SDI and the Inspire project and the trends where the industry seems to be headed.
Well, actually, what we see is the Inspire initiative really does give a big a big breakthrough in standardization of all land registries and cadastres throughout Europe. So with this European Commission guideline, we are able to have the right metadata and have the right standard set of what is being or how you should interpret all different kinds of information sets. And with this, you actually can resolve European broad solutions there. So it's not only from a national point of view, but especially from an international point of view, that we can move forward. For instance, public safety issues or environmental issues, they won't stop at the borders of your country. They really mean collaboration between countries. And using an SDI where there are no boundaries between different countries and where there is a massive interconnection of collaborating information throughout the European Union countries that are involved, actually we move further. So the Inspire initiative helps us to be successful in this SDI and Inspire initiative.
Great. Thanks, Arco. Johan, maybe you could wrap up our podcast by describing some of Intergraph's SDI vision and the partnership that you've had currently with the Dutch Cadastre.
Sure. Thank you. As we have heard Arco talking about communication and collaboration are very important elements within the Dutch Cadastre workflow, I want to state that, and as I stated before, faster decision-making, increasing efficiency by having geospatial data available on our fingertip will bring GIS to the next level. We from Intergraph offer a complete suite of geospatial services within an SDI all based on industry standards like OGC and ISO, using ROG Media and TerraShare product platforms. And we offer our domain knowledge of government and transportation business workflows to ensure successful SDI implementations. Having said this, we also have to take care of 24/7 services levels, probably new business models, and obviously technology like SOA or cloud computing. Intergraph, together with innovative customers like Dutch Cadaster, is ready for this step. We are very well positioned and experienced enough to go there. Thanks to ARCO and his organization to partner with us on such hot topics for their citizens. Together, we are making a difference. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Johan, and thanks, Arco, for our conversation today on spatial data infrastructure and the whole initiatives that your organizations are conducting with SDI. So thank you to both of you.
Okay.
Thank you much, Arco and Joe.
Thanks very much for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.